Welcome to Deep Dive Genre. Caro Braun is a Berlin-based German actress trained at the Mozarteum Salzburg. With a compelling presence across stage and screen, she is quickly establishing herself as a versatile talent in the German-speaking theater and film landscape. On screen, Caro's recent work includes the feature film Rose and the upcoming series Pumpkin. On stage, she has been a core ensemble member at Theater Aachen from 2023 to 2025, appearing in productions such as Die Möwe and House of Cards. Caro has also co-directed several theater projects. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Caro Braun, welcome to Deep Dive Genre.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you. Before we start talking about your film, Rose, we'll start off with a few questions about you. Can you tell us a bit about your journey to becoming an actor?
My dad used to have a theater course at school. He's a teacher. And I always saw him thinking about costume design and about the way he wanted the stage to look.
Yeah.
That was always really inspiring for me to see how passionate he was about those things. And then also sawing his piece at their aula, so at their biggest room in the school, seeing like he built a ship that was going through the whole room where two students of his were on the ship. And I felt like that was such a lovely way to expand your own reality and have the possibility to dive into different worlds and also be a different version of yourself. Yeah. I then went to a workshop. I think I was 13 at the local theater at Schauspielhaus Bochum, which also is a really interesting theater. I only understand that afterwards, that Schauspielhaus Bochum is like a really inspiring place to have the possibility to be at as a teenager. And also in that scenario, I totally understood that I was allowed to be loud and wild. And for example, I think the first thing I did was I was waiting on a bus station. I was 13 and I was playing a pregnant woman and I was screaming because the child was going to come. Mm-hmm. And afterwards I realized, okay, that's what they actually want here.
Yeah.
To be loud and disturbingly honest with emotions. And for me, it always felt like at school, that was not what they wanted me to be. So it was a space where there were some parts of me that I didn't know where else to express.
Yeah. How do you choose your stories or the projects that you commit to? I mean, obviously, sometimes as an actor, I understand one doesn't have a choice, but I mean, what kind of projects speak to you?
Of course, there are a lot of actors, actresses. I live in Berlin that don't have the possibility to work, but I also feel like that you have a choice to find ways to do the things or tell the stories that you want to participate in. Or for me, at least, it's like the project is always interesting for me if I feel like that's a perspective that society doesn't necessarily seem to include or doesn't necessarily seem to know about, or even there's a taboo around this, then it's always interesting for me to work on the project. This is how I mostly choose what I want to do. And I feel like if there will come a time where there are only screenplays that are super normative and I'm going to feel like they're in some way conservative, then I don't think that I will then do the job anymore.
Okay. And in regards to Rose, how did you become involved in the film?
There was an open call.
Oh, okay.
And it was sent to the Signal group I was still in of my acting school.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then I just sent two videos of the scenes that Markus Schleinzer, the director, sent to us. And then I got invited to Berlin for live casting. And then afterwards I went to Vienna. He invited me to Vienna then again, like 2 weeks after. And then they were already taking my measures.
Oh, wow.
I was like, maybe I have the part. I was not sure. I felt like he was really invested, but he didn't say. And then after we read some of the script, I asked, do I have the role now? And then he was like, yeah, sure. And then I was like, okay, all right then. And
yes.
I was really, really, really happy. Yeah, super enthusiastic walking through the streets in Vienna. And trying not to fall down or break a leg or anything because I was super thrilled.
Yeah. And I mean, the film more so, I mean, I would say than the usual historic drama, it shines a light on how body and identity are intertwined and the parts that we are often used, specifically women, to construct a self. As an actor, that's basically your job description in a way. How long did you have to develop your performance as Susanna after that meeting in Vienna? Were you like going back and forth with Marcus, with the director, or how was that process?
It's really interesting because I've said that a few times at the Berlinale. I felt like I would have wished it to be that I, as a woman in 2026 or in 2024, had to search for a body or a physical way of being in the 17th century for longer than I actually had to do it. The passiveness of the role and the shyness at the beginning was pretty much something that I knew from growing up as a woman in this society. So when it comes to the body of Susanna, I of course felt like it was different than I move in my everyday life, but I also didn't feel like it was so far away or so hard to get there because, the patriarchal structures are still so implanted into my body and in my physicality that it was not that hard to understand. And then I had a lot of Zoom calls with Marco Schleinzer, I think weekly at a point where we were reading the script and talking about every scene over and over again, sharing the thoughts. In that process, I also realized, okay, for him, it's really important to see what my vision is with this. I always felt like he was interested in me as an artist first and an actress second. And in that environment, it was for me much easier to open up because I felt like I'm not only needed here for doing what he wants me to do, but also for figuring out what this role is for me. And then a lot of it came also in the contact with Sandra Hüller and finding it out on set. Sandra also said in one rehearsal where we were reading the script, okay, now that part I'm not going to read because Caro should hear it first time when the camera is rolling. And I think that was also a pretty important aspect of it, really not rehearsing that much, getting to know each other in the roles. We were also shooting chronologically. Okay, that's the word. And we were getting to know each other and the roles were getting to know each other. The connection between us was getting along well with the connection between the roles. And it just came together really naturally.
Yeah. You mentioned that, certain aspects seemed more familiar than, unfortunately, we all feel that than they should be. But was there a particular aspect of Susanna's character that you enjoyed playing the most? I mean, she has these hidden depths that all of a sudden emerged.
For me, it was really important to understand before shooting it that the rebellious part of her doesn't evolve because of Rose, but is already implanted into her nature beforehand because she has this child that the society doesn't recognize as morally okay. And in that sense, she already did something that brought her pleasure and thought of that as something more important than the moral system around her. Yeah, and then the parts where this expands are the most joyful to play. where she's just using the room that they live in as a playground because she realizes, okay, now the binary rules don't apply here anymore, so I can also do something else with this. And also playing a mother, which was really funny because I'm a young actress and obviously you don't want to do that really early in your career, that you only go to castings where you have to play mothers, because this happens in Germany really fast. But in this specific story, it was just so lovely to experience. And I also really enjoyed the scenes that we shot with the babies on set.
How many babies were there?
5 babies.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And they were switching because then one wanted to have milk or sleep or
Well, you already answered part of the next question, so I'm going to pivot a little bit. But you've done a lot of theater, and now you're moving into film and TV work. You know, from the trailer, I knew the film was shot in black and white, but the staging feels almost theater-like sometimes. And I have to admit, that's not always my favorite part for movies, but I thought it worked really, really well for Rose. Everything is so pared back. The location, the costumes. Was that something that you particularly enjoyed with your theater background, or was that something that you didn't really sort of see as that particular?
I think that it's easier, probably. I don't have the other experience of not doing theater, but I think it helped having done theater or still doing theater and reading the script and saying the words that are also sometimes like verses, but also not. Mm-hmm. But it's a really artificial language. And I think it helped because you also have that at theater. It's not always only this one room, but a lot of scenes that I shot were in this one room where our characters lived.
Yeah.
So there was a really high concentration. That I knew from theater also. Mm-hmm. And having this partner and really only concentrating on her, maybe sometimes there were only 3 other people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was a kind of releasing situation, because in theater you have all these different directions that you can look in, and then there's one person laughing and you react to that. But in this scenario, there were only the 2 of us, and that was in some sense really beautiful to experience. It's a totally different way of working, and both are really beautiful and just super different to each other, I feel like.
You already mentioned that it was fun to shoot with the babies, but is there a particular scene that might be your favorite from Rose, and maybe you can give our listeners a little bit of a behind the scenes background?
There was one scene we were shooting, and it was probably one of the first scenes I did together with Sandra Hüller. We just married, and then we're in the kitchen, and it's mm-hmm. before bedtime, and we have this prayer that we say. Sandra messed up the text, and she said something like, "Und ich wünsche mir, und ich hoffe, so I hope, and I wish for," and it was something really childlike to say in such an old German player. And I looked at her, and I was not sure if she will continue to play. I didn't want to interrupt, and she was bursting into laughing, and then I did it with her. And also, that was a really important moment, because I realized, okay, that's fine here also to laugh about it and destroy the scene by that. But then the next scene is even better, because we let loose a little bit. And that was, with Sandra, it was a lot like this. I showed her some West Coast, East Coast American gang signs. And then just before the take, they were saying, "Und bitte," she showed me those gang signs. And for her concentration goes like this. You can do a joke and be like, okay, now I'm straight into the scene. Yeah. For me, it's mostly like I have to close my eyes, and also I'm covering my ears. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I even let somebody tap my shoulder so I know that the scene is about to start, because I really need this moment of concentration. And then sometimes I was like, this is not fair. I can't do it like this. those were just lovely moments. Yeah, but a lot of them. When we shot in May, there were a lot of them. And then in the wintertime, it was more freezy. Mm-hmm. And the topic was not as joyful as before.
Yeah. Going back to what you mentioned before with your calls with Marco Schleinzer and also reading the script together with Sandra Hüller, what is the most important part of the process of filming for you? Is it prep or is it the actual shooting? In regards to prep, are you a list person? Because sometimes we've had people, they say, oh, you know, I do playlists, or some people say, oh, I have like a specific scent that I use. So, so I sort of get into character. Is that something that you do, or does it depend on the project?
At acting school, when we had film workshops, mm-hmm. we didn't do that a lot. Mostly we focused on theater. But when we did, I did have songs. I had a playlist to get mm-hmm. in character, for example, to play anger. And I also did that sometimes at Rose, that I had certain songs so I could get into emotion.
Yeah.
Then I also realized on set that mostly it's just about being present. It's not about beforehand trying to get to really dark emotional layers of your own trauma. I don't feel like this is the approach for me personally, at least, but to find that in a scene, because it's already in your body, you always have the capacity to find this, even though you haven't listened to a sad song. And talking about if preparation is interesting for me or not, I mean, I come from theater. We only do preparation all the time. I feel like rehearsing a lot until we actually go on stage. And for me, that is a really, really important aspect. And I always want to participate in talking about the text that we read. And there were some people at acting school also say they don't want to talk so much and get off the table. And I never felt like that. I always felt like all the talking led us to really understanding the emotional depth of the people that we were playing. Yeah. But sometimes there's also, I talked to Marcus, I talked a lot, but I didn't talk so much with Sandra about the role. We now afterwards talk about that way, way more. And there's also something mystical about this that we figured it out in front of the camera. So yeah, there are two sides to that.
Theater acting or plays and the process of making a film or a series takes up several years, and then, you know, you film and then comes the post-production, and after like 2 years, the film premieres at the Berlinale. Now you're talking about it. Is that odd for you, go back to all of that, or is it okay? And is it hard for you to let go of the film, of your character, or are you sort of ready and say, you know, like, go into the world and it's going to be interesting what the bigger audience says and how they react?
I was really waiting for the movie to come out desperately.
Yeah.
And I feel like since that happened on the Berlinale, it's way better than before.
Yeah.
Because I always felt like I'm talking about an experience that none of my close people experience with me. Because at theater, you're an ensemble, you work together for 2 years, and you talk about the projects a lot. When you shoot, for example, when I shot Rose, then I went to the set for 1 month and then I came back to Aachen. It was a little bit like it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And now that it becomes a reality, is really for me, really releasing. And also, I don't feel imposter anymore because I always felt like I'm making things up, even for myself, but also for the people around me a little bit, because it is so bizarre also that this is my first movie. I'm really happy about it also. But now that it comes, that it's out and that it's also going to come in the cinemas, it's a big joy for me. And also for me, it's really important to tell this narrative. What I just said in the beginning, where I think about what stories do I want to tell, what do I want to participate in, and all this PR work also at the Berlinale is for me so joyful, because I always talk about gender and feminism, and those are the topics that I hyper focus on for the last 10 years, sometimes willingly, sometimes not so much. That, you don't choose that those topics. But I feel like it's important for women and non-binaries to see this movie and to feel the power also of Sandra's character and how she develops in it, and to see how she's not in some way super happy about owning this land now, or she's not making jokes about it, or even not knowing if this land should belong to her. But it's so normal. And Sandra also once said in an interview that she feels like her character understood that this is a human right, even though nobody had written it down yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this also really resonated with me. I feel like you don't know where this person takes their confidence from, but it's selbstverständlich.
Inherent, maybe?
Yeah, it's so inherent for them that the land should belong to them, that they should make their own decision.
Yeah.
And for me, it was inspiring to see on set how this character evolves and takes up space, and on screen, and it continues to be inspiring to see her character, but also to see Sandra Hüller at work.
Yeah. For the end, I have a few rapid-fire questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular story or genre that you would still like to tackle? And that can be in a theater or film or TV, either way.
A dramedy, something like Fleabag, I would totally love to do. Yeah.
Yeah. What would you say is the biggest misconception about the work of an actress people outside of the industry have?
I would say that this openness and talk activeness is confident. Not only for myself, but also for colleagues. I feel like this is a big misconception.
And has the work changed in the last few years that you've done it? And that can be an external change or an internal one, as in how you approach the work.
I'm supposed to come up with a really fast answer, right? This is the whole concept.
Yes, but not necessarily. I mean, some people have said, for example, that the way that video auditions have changed certain things a lot.
Yeah, now I really realize that I haven't done the job for that long, only for 3 years yet.
Yeah. And in theater, was there anything that you noticed that maybe changed?
I feel like there are generations of women that came before me that, of course, have experienced abuse that I hopefully won't experience in that form. But maybe it's going to still be the same abuse, but it's hidden more because now they know the whole agenda around it, or they know. Yeah, because Me Too happened and there's a whole movement around it and discussion, but I don't feel like it changed a lot because that was the aspect that I now thought about. Did that change? And the acting professors that I had, did they really, or the mentors I had at acting school, did they experience different situations than I did? And I just think there's so much work to do. So much work to do. When I'm at the Berlinale, I just think this is such a white, able-bodied, super, the standards of beauty. It's just, in so many ways, just such a tiny, tiny piece of what society actually is that we represent. That was really actually something that I found quite shocking also in the last month.
Yeah.
I experienced now for the first time the whole scene around it and who shoots movies and stuff like that. And internal, I don't feel like I stress about being good. Mm-hmm. I just do. I feel like I just do. And also, I don't feel so stressed about this being the only thing.
Yeah.
I also feel like I write more, I read more than I did before, maybe. I feel like there are a lot of other interests also evolving. So it doesn't really feel that frightening anymore than it did 3 years ago. Three years ago, it felt also frightening to imagine a future in that field and to make money there. And now that changed, which I'm really glad about.
Yeah. And finally, can you share which project you are or will be working on next? And across the board.
Not so much. There's a Apple TV series coming out that is a really different character, but there's not so much that I can share now. Yeah.
Any plays that people can go see you in?
Not at the moment.
No. Not at the moment. Okay. So keep their eyes open and enjoy Rose for the time being.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for sitting down.
Yeah, thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, for me too.
Deep Dive Genre is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.